Today is November 7th, which means it is the final day of Canadian Down Syndrome Week, a very important week for people that are living or affected by Down Syndrome, and they're trying to raise awareness for everyone out there in Canada and nationwide to see the ability in people with Down Syndrome. It's been an absolutely incredible week for the Canadian Down Syndrome Society and to raise awareness for this wonderful cause. Today, I am joined by Julia Romaldi. Not only is she an Olympic silver medalist for the Special Olympics, but she does so many different things. She's on the National Down Syndrome Society Committee. She's also on the Ontario Special Olympics Committee. She's a blogger. She has a part-time job at Walmart. She's also a burgeoning actress taking a lot of lessons, and I know that your career is going to go far. Julia, it's absolutely amazing to have you in the studio with us, and I just have to ask you, with Canadian National Down Syndrome Week kind of wrapping up, what kind of things has the Canadian Down Syndrome Society been doing to raise awareness about Canadian Down Syndrome Week?
So we've been storming the Facebook page for this week. So there'll be like photos of people with Down Syndrome and videos and interviews that are on Facebook.
And if other people want to get involved in National Down Syndrome Week, what's the best way to do it?
Hashtag see the ability.
Julia, the amount of things that you do makes my head spin. Not only are you on the National Down Syndrome Society Committee, but you're on the Provincial Committee, you're on the Ontario Special Olympics Committee, you're a blogger, you're starting to do acting, you have your own job. I mean, what else do you do? What kind of things are you doing with the committee for National Down Syndrome?
So what we do is we talk about independent living skills,
yeah,
healthy eating. We also talk about relationships and just to spread our voices around Canada.
So Julia Romaldi, you're simply one of the most incredible people I've ever met, because I've never met an Olympian, especially not a silver medalist. How did that feel to capture the silver medal at the Olympics?
Well, I went to Prince George for the Canada Winter Games. I was selected amongst a lot of people, and I was chosen out of two people of Canada went. To capture the silver medal I was very proud of myself. I did travel on the airplane all by myself without my parents for the first time.
I did that the first time just a week ago. It's pretty fun, a little scary.
Well, it was fine, and then we had to wait a while to catch our plane, to end up on the wrong plane with everybody.
But then eventually you did make it up to the Olympics, and you made it onto the silver medal podium. How did that feel to be standing up there? Did you raise your arms up?
It was a very special moment for me, because even though I did go to like regionals and provincials before, this was a big achievement because I never went to the Canada Games before. And so when I captured the silver medal, I was really proud of myself.
And we are all very proud of you. So, Julia, you said you started skating at 3 years old?
I did.
Well, you might need to teach me how to stop, because I still haven't figured that out yet. So you're way ahead of me on that part. And you're also a volunteer and a coach with the skating team as well. So how are you teaching others now? What's the best way?
So I'm with the Can Skate group. I am a coach for over 5 years now, and I teach the kids the basic skills on how to figure skate, but mostly how to stand up and the skills
definitely
to improve their skating ability.
When you first started figure skating, did you think that it was pretty hard, or was it difficult?
It was difficult at the beginning, but with practice and competing, that I gained more confidence, and now I do the big jumps and everybody can do.
Well, I'm not sure if everyone can do those jumps, Julia. It might just be you, because you said practice twice, and practice makes perfect, as we all know. So, Julia, I just want to say it one more time. It's incredible all of the things that you do, not only for Down Syndrome, but just for yourself, because, I mean, you're on so many of these committees, a Special Olympic athlete, you are a blogger, you have a job, as I was saying before, so many different things. And not only am I seeing the ability, I'm seeing a break that you need in your future, because you've got so much on your plate. How do you manage to do all of this?
Well, I definitely have some downtime because I am really busy, but I always spend time with my friends and family, my boyfriend a lot, just because I want them to see my ability too.
So, Julia, you work at Walmart, which is amazing because Walmart is giving you this opportunity to work. But what would you say to employers that are looking at hiring someone with Down Syndrome?
I would say to them, see the ability. People with Down syndrome can do anything they put their minds to, so please employ people with Down syndrome so we can show you guys the hard workers we are.
Well, Julia, I really want to thank you for coming in today, since today is the last day of Canadian Down Syndrome Week, and it's been incredible to meet you. I mean, Olympian, a silver Olympian in the studio today. Just incredible. If you at home want to get involved in Canadian Down Syndrome Week, it's really simple. Hop on the social media, hashtag SeeTheAbility, and that's the first step. That's all you need to do. If you want to find out more ways on how to get involved for this year's festivities, or even next year, or all year long, just go to Canadian Down Syndrome Society's website, and you'll find out lots of information there on how you can get involved. Julia, I really want to thank you for coming in, and just thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Tom.